This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You have a mind for the metaphysical, then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit YourHiddenPowerShow.com, or you can find Your Hidden Power on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your other favorite podcasts. Now time for another edition of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of a lot of things that are not necessarily on the top of your mind. Well, maybe they are. Your horoscope? Do you read your daily horoscope? That's something that brings you into a powerful circle of information every day. Astrology is one of those things that I find fascinating, frankly. It's an important part of our conversation. We talk about psychics here, the methodology that's used to find that sixth sense. We all have a lot of extra power, and sometimes we don't focus on it enough. So the purpose of this program is to sort of give you an hour's worth of treatment, or if you're listening to the podcast, probably about 30 or 35 minutes. Your Hidden Power, by the way, Your Hidden Power number 123, most recently posted podcast at YourHiddenPowerShow.com, communicating with the afterlife, a conversation with Catherine Weisberg, who is a psychic, has a lot of conversations that she talks about. Actually, she created a term called lovality, which means being fully present to the reality in which love is the foundation of the human experience. And we also have on this podcast Jocelyn Montanaro, who was with Catherine, helping her to communicate with her husband, who was in a comatose state. It's a fascinating story. So, Monday Morning Musings as well with Mary O'Malley. All of that. Help yourself to lots of information and hope. I think that's what comes out of these conversations, much as anything else. We all hope for something more than what we see in front of us, and I think that this gives you a lot to think about. Your Hidden Power. There's a lady written a book called Dying to Tell You, Channel Messages from the Famously Dead. The book begins with, quote, I used to be a court reporter. Now I'm reporting for a higher court, not the Supreme Court, but the Celestial Court. And thus we meet Lisa Najjar, who is a psychic, a medium, an author here on Your Hidden Power. How do you do?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm well, thank you. Nice to have you here. So tell us how you got started. You were a court reporter where? What part of the country were you working?
What part of the country? It was a whole different country. It was Canada.
Ah, you're from Canada originally. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Walt Disney, the Walt Disney came to me. And actually, he had come a few years earlier through a medium friend of mine and asked me or told me not to give up on my dream and that he would help me. And he was referring to a TV show, that a spiritual comedy TV show that he had been downloaded through me from Spirit, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I just put it aside. And he came to say, don't do that, follow that dream, and I will help you with it. That was the first time he showed up, and then a few years later he came to me and asked me to channel this book, and sort of told me who was in it, or not so much who was in it, but that it would be famous historical figures and celebrities, and that they had something to say and they wanted me to say it for them. So, but I said no when he came. I said it sounds like a great idea, but no, I'm a single mother. My son's not yet in university. I can't do it. So it wasn't until a few years after that that him and George Harrison and Abraham Lincoln on Good Friday of 2015 came to me and said, now are you ready? Now will you do it? And I said, yes, now I will do it. So
you say that so you say that so matter-of-factly, that you were visited by Walt Disney by George Harrison and Abraham Lincoln. That's there's a triumvirate for you. What? So how do you get these, when you say they came to you, are you startled when you first realized what you were able to do? Were you startled?
No, and I've been asked that. Actually, just recently, somebody made a comment on a radio show like this and said, gosh, you talk about it like it's just nothing. And I'm not sure why it didn't startle me, but it didn't. And it's not that I was doing mediumship before that. I was always a natural medium, but I didn't do it for a living. I did it for friends and family. When they were missing a loved one, I would bring their loved one in, or when a loved one would just pop in and just show up, I would give a message to them. But I didn't do it for a living. I can't tell you why. It just was very matter of fact. I think it's a world that maybe I live in. It's just like seeing anything, seeing a tree out the window. It just, it's not.
It just
really
is
that.
You. Yeah.
It's just me. Yeah.
So if you're involved with celebrities and famous historical figures like the people we've talked about, and I know that you've had conversations with George Harrison. I mean, with Marilyn Monroe, we're talking about Harrison, Michael Jackson, Jesus. Martin Luther King, Albert Einstein. Do you talk to people, for example, my father or anybody? If I said I wanted to get a message, or can you just ask for a message? Does it have to come through and then you reach out to the person? Say, I got a message from your, and you fill in the blank, your mother, your father, your sister, your uncle, somebody who was close to you earlier in your life. Does it come that way?
Well, yes, and I do, because I do private sessions now. Now that this has all started, I do. And so, yes, I am a psychic, which is, of course, tapping into love and career and money and all those types of things in the collective right. consciousness. I'm also a medium, so I definitely bring in people's loved ones. I do, I call it ancestral soul healing. So when you're maybe not able to be with a loved one when they're passing, or perhaps there were unresolved issues, and maybe the parent was abusive, or the brother was an alcoholic, or whatever, and you couldn't get through to them. You couldn't have that conversation and get that healing. Well, all of a sudden, now they're past, and they do want to come oftentimes, and they do want to get the healing. So I can really help with a lot of that, because it's definitely not over when it's over. In fact, it's more they're more alive than they were on Earth, because if they were checked out, for whatever reason, just checked out, wouldn't talk about issues. They certainly can now, and there's no barrier. There's no alcohol. There's no ego. There's no anything. So we do a lot of that work, and that's extremely healing. And so, yes, it's not just the famously dead. It's the regularly dead, and it's very helpful in all cases, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's the clue, if you will, here, is to understand how you get the stuff and how you don't get confused. I've often wondered when I talk to people like you, how you get the room. You know what I mean? How do you separate out all of these thoughts, all of these voices? And what's the atmosphere like, if you can describe it, when you're talking? Do you get a visual picture of Michael Jackson? Is he in? Does it seem like he's in a room someplace, or is that too Hollywood?
Yeah, no, each one of the guests, I call them guests in my book, and each one of them came in differently. So, for example, Paul Newman, it would first be that I would just smell cigarette smoke in the room very thickly. And then I would feel like I was going to cry and like just sad, just longing, sadness. And then I would, hear a song, Chasing Cars. I would hear, this song, and all of a sudden I just knew that I would then feel him, see him, hear. Sometimes they would say who it was. Sometimes I would see who it was. Sometimes I would be told who it was. Sometimes I just knew. Like with Waylon Jennings, I actually didn't know what he did. I had heard the name, but I don't follow. I'm not really big on any of this. I don't know which celebrities are dead and which ones are alive. I don't know what they did. I don't know who their wives are most of the time. I'm just not a follower of that stuff. And so Waylon Jennings, I'd heard his name, so I didn't know what he did. Paul Newman. I didn't know he was dead, and I certainly didn't know if his wife was. Davy Jones, who I had met in real life, did come to me, and that him I knew. He just came in with just so much light, and I just knew. I have the sense, the clair, you know, they call them clairs, clair sentient, clair audience. Right. I have the clair of knowing. I just know things. So all of a sudden I just said, oh, my gosh, Davy, is that's you, because I know your energy. That's you.
Do you do it on the spur of the moment? Like if I said to you, what energy do you get from me? And I don't usually do this, but you intrigue me in a different way as an example of how it works. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just am curious as to when you meet somebody, whether it's in this circumstance, do a lot of radio interviews, or someone on the street or somebody at the supermarket or somebody wherever you may be. Do you pick stuff up right away from that energy being around him?
No, absolutely not. And I think it's because I've asked Spirit not to do that to me, because could you imagine me being out at the grocery store and that? That? No, absolutely not. No. So in a session, whether it's over the phone or in person or on Skype, it doesn't even matter. In fact, if I don't see them, that's even better, because I don't want to get distracted by their looks or what they're wearing or any of that. So, I would just be, let's say we were in a session right now, then I would just take a moment to see who comes, because they come. Now, in the case of the book, they told me to remember the word unbidden, that it was a very important word, and that to remember that they came to me unsolicited, uninvited, and that I would have no control over who came, what we discussed, or anything else. They would pick the topic, etc. And so they did, and it was difficult for me because I like to know what I'm doing. But when it's a client and they're on the phone, I ask them, is there, do you just want a general reading? What areas of your life do you want to talk about? If they say, just see what comes, then I just see what comes. And somewhere in the reading, if there's a loved one that wants to come, they play with my hair. So that's how I know. On the left side is mother's side of the family, right side is father's side of the family. In the center section is, would be people that maybe weren't that, maybe cousins or brother-in-law or brother, sister, friend, or something, ex-husband, well, former partner, or something like that.
Yeah,
and then, but in the case of a client, if nobody is showing up and they would like to speak to, say, their dad or mom, I will then ask for them. And sometimes they will come, and sometimes they're unavailable. So, but usually a spirit guide or someone will come and tell me why they're not coming. Is it because they're still sort of in shock because of the way they died? Are they still resting? Are they reincarnated? Whatever the case is, somebody will tell me that.
This is very interesting. The book is called Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead. We're talking to Lisa Najah here on the Your Hidden Power section of Your Brain. As we go through the week, this is a good place for you to occupy some of your brain. The program Your Hidden Power, find the all of the adapted, the transformational conversations. I think that's what they really are. Sometimes I struggle for the right word, but I think they're transformational. I found them to be that way. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is where you find the podcasts.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Lisa Najjar, author of Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead. We're talking about her mediumship, the readings that she does for people on the phone. Did you say you didn't like doing them in person? You'd rather be on the phone?
Yes, I would rather be on the phone. I certainly do them in person, but, you know, you get information from somebody when you see them. So, you know, I don't really want to be clouded with anything.
Yeah. Have you ever doubted yourself, or do you trust yourself to know? I mean, thinking about the fact that you may know more than you think you do. And do you understand the meaning of that? You're someone who's got special knowledge, and sometimes you're probably surprised yourself at what you come out with. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're chuckling.
Yes, and, because I just went over that with a friend the other day and said it's daunting sometimes. And yes, you don't want to believe that you know this, and then you're always thinking that you don't know enough, and maybe I shouldn't say anything till I know the whole story. When I know the whole truth, then I can share it. But, you know, who knows the whole truth? Nobody really. We're just learning in pieces, chunks, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. So when somebody's getting close to the end of his or her life, I was thinking about the passing of Danny Aiello over the weekend, very good character actor, and his family had been around him, and they thought he was okay, and then they left and he died. When you're talking to somebody who's on the way out, for lack of a better way of putting it, do you tell them things to calm them down? You're going to go here, or you're going to feel that, or this is what's going to happen. Do you do that?
Yes, and what a great point. I do. I call it hospice mediumship, and I do help people transition, and I have to say that's my holiest work, is how I put it. They no longer have hope for living, but I absolutely can give them hope of what's to come. And I have to say, it's actually so beautiful over there. It is our true home. It is our, take your best day on earth and times it by about a million. That's what you're going to. So believe me,
nobody over there. We're not conscious of it. We seem not to be conscious of it here. Is that an easy trap to fall into, thinking about what it is that is over there, wherever there is?
Well, Well, we don't want to be preoccupied with it because we happen to be here, and of course we have to live in the present moment, but there's certainly no fear of it. In fact, it's the relief. It's the vacation. It's where we want to go. It's where, you know, so for someone that's passing, not only can I help them to have hope again for something, but also to make sense of some of the things that they're experiencing, because people who are dying often see what they might think are hallucinations or dead relatives or whatever, and no, they're not at all. They're real, and they're coming to help them and to comfort them and all of that. So I can really help them with, and half the time they're spending a lot of their time over there anyways. If they're dying, they're already mostly, their consciousness has already been taken from the body. Just like when we're born, it's fascinating when I found out that the soul of a child does not go into the baby until sometimes months after it's born, if you can believe that. It does not want to be in that baby body. It does not want to be in the womb. It's constricting. It doesn't want to be. And so the same goes true when we're dying or if we've been in a car accident or something. Our body, our soul does not want to be trapped in that limited space where it can't move. It's no longer even able to think properly. It just leaves.
Do you believe in reincarnation? Is that where we...
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. So people say, how long before I'm going to come back? If you're talking to somebody who's on their way out of this life, does somebody ask you, okay, when am I coming back, and what's the story?
Oh, well, I can't tell them that because they get to arrange that plan it, and it's painstakingly planned. But sometimes, you know, I don't know, in years, I suppose, maybe around 100 years, but some people come right back. Suicides, by the way, come right back. And that's why I love to talk to people who are not feeling like they want to be here, because they're going to come back instantly and they're getting the same issues, the same exact life. So they don't escape anything. And so they do come right back. Young people, if they've died suddenly, like say in a car accident, they often want to come back. But in my book, the only one is Steve McQueen. He says, oh, I'd do anything to have another shot at living. He wants to be back. He just wanted to keep living, and he loves the earth plane. So he was the only one really wanting to be back here. So it's varying levels of, you know, how long we stay, but it's personal choice and also the path that we're on.
It's fascinating. Website is dyingtotellyoubooks.com, dyingtotellyoubooks.com for Lisa Najjar, and the book is called Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead. A lot to be learned there. Thank you for being here. Healthy eating, healthy weight loss, having the right amount of energy, all kinds of good things that come from using Calitrin, a product we've been talking about on the air here for several years. How did this formula come to be, Elizabeth?
Well, it was actually designed by nurses. They had a lot of patients who were wanting to lose weight but couldn't take some of the other products. You know, they're on medications or they're heart patients. And they formulated this, and it's just a blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. So it's really a healing supplement that just gives your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally.
86% success rate. Get on the program and stay on it. Go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code. You'll be able to buy three at the regular price and get three without paying. Check it all out, Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The full U.S. House Judiciary Committee report on the impeachment of President Trump is out, 658 pages, released overnight, explaining the Democrats on the committee's justification for recommending two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. It comes as the House is expected to vote this week to make Trump only the third president to ever be impeached in the nation's history. Illegal immigrants now able to get driver's licenses in New York State. Assemblywoman Catalina Cruz on hand in Jackson Heights yesterday, where workshops were held to teach people about the process of applying.
And I never thought I would see the day that this would happen.
A Siena College poll shows a majority of New Yorkers don't favor the new law. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
To continue with our overview of what's going on in that world that you don't always understand. This is Your Hidden Power. It's been a few weeks since Uri Geller was here with us. Uri is in his community of Old Jaffa, which is a part of Tel Aviv. He has his usual observations about what's going on. The world of the unknown. Although to you, it seems like you have always known what you know. I don't mean that to sound like double talk, but you've always been secure. I was just talking to this lady about mediumship and stuff, and your power is a different sort of power, the energy that goes with it, but isn't really anything that's extraordinary, the sixth sense, things that you can't really see. Isn't that all energy, just period, end of story?
Yes, Doug, everything actually is all energy, and that goes back to Albert Einstein's amazing equation, E equals MC squared, which we all kind of remember from school, but we don't quite remember what it stands for. Mm-hmm. And basically, with that equation, Albert Einstein proved to the scientific world that everything in the universe is made from energy, and energy cannot be destroyed, which is amazing because I'm speaking to you now from my iPhone. An iPhone, I'm holding it in my hand, and it's tangible, and it's solid. but actually it's not tangible and solid. It's energy. It's vibrating in a certain frequency that to us feels that it's solid. And the amazing revelation in that Albert Einstein's equation is the fact that energy cannot be destroyed. If you come to think of it, you have to ask the question, well, if energy cannot be destroyed, what happens to us when we die? Mm-hmm. I mean, if energy cannot be destroyed, what happens to our soul? What happens to our spirit? What happens to the massive energy field that is within us and is around us? I truly believe that it leaves our body and goes into a different dimension, a dimension where some religious people call heaven or paradise. I buy into that. I do believe in that. And also the energy of the mind, the empowerment of our brain. You know, our brains are the most powerful computer in the universe. This is why we will gradually be able to communicate telepathically. So everything is made from energy. And, you know, since we're talking about energy, Doug, you know that a while ago I found an amazing archaeological find in my museum. Under the ground, with my psychic powers, or call it dowsing, I found a 1,000-year-old soap factory, which is actually an olive oil soap factory, because 1,000 years ago, the Muslims did not buy soap from Europe because it was made from pig oil. Like Jews, we avoid eating pig. And the Israeli Antiquity Department were so amazed by my find that one of the archaeologists actually asked me whether I could find the Ark of the Covenant. Now, the Ark of the Covenant is also known as the Ark of the Testimony. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's basically the Ark of
God. And by the way, the
God.
Subject matter of the first Indiana Jones movie, that whole story coming from that reality, if you remember
yes.
that. Anyway, go ahead.
And the Ark is made of gold. It's maybe gold-plated, covered the gold covers the wooden chest. And it's this whole story is described in the book of Exodus, and it contains actually the two tablets of the Ten Commandments. Now, psychically, I do not believe that the tablets are inside this chest. I believe that either they were stolen or destroyed or God took them back, whatever. But it is said that the Ark possesses supernatural powers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is quite...
Isn't
yeah.
it interesting how modern religion takes things, not even maybe modern religion, but religion in general, takes things that are considered a mainstay of the occult, i.e. things like the Ark and what it means and energy and that sort of thing, and makes them into a part of their story. You know, the story of religion, most commercial industrial religion today doesn't like the psychic and doesn't like the astrologer and doesn't like the medium and doesn't like the person like you who has energy, power. They don't trust you, or they want people not to trust you. And in fact, but the stories are built around the things that they build their entire entity around.
Absolutely, Doug. And you have to, you know, you have to cater to the belief system of the billions of people around Earth who believe in the Old Testament, who believe in the Bible, who believe in the Quran, and in the Hindu scriptures. I mean, let's take, for instance, an example of Noah's Ark. I mean, those are talked about in the Bible, in the New Testament. And basically, what is Noah's Ark? Noah's Ark is the vessel in the Genesis flood narrative through which God spares Noah, his family, and examples of all the world's animals from world-engulfing flood. Now, it is said and it is written in such a convincing manner that I tend to believe in it. And actually, there are rumors now that Noah's Ark was found on Mount Ararat. And these were taken by pictures from satellites. And I think that next summer, they're going to go, a big expedition is going to go up on Mount Ararat and actually dig out Noah's Ark. So this is only one example.
And this is in Armenia. The Armenians, you know, that part of Armenia, which is pretty controversial, the Armenian people themselves. I don't know much about how the Armenian people got started or why it is that they were there. Do you know? I'm not sure why they are identified with that part of the world.
I'll tell you. It's to do with Turkey and Armenia, but let me, because we have only a few more seconds. Also, I just did 4 interviews for Gaia TV, so I urge all your listeners to watch these 4 interviews, because one of them, we talked about UFOs in Jerusalem. A lot of people believe that there is a massive UFO buried under one of the very holy sites in Jerusalem. And I think that next week, we should spend a few minutes talking about that, because millions of people have seen UFOs, and millions of people believe in extraterrestrial life.
Well, most people, when you think of UFOs, think of what the American experience was in Area 54, and it's, you know, there are these locations.
51,
right, 51. It's car 54. Area 51, there are these experiences to be had all around the world. Craters
absolutely,
and things visited, of course, there. Yeah. And, all right, Uri.
And next week I'll tell you the time when John Lennon told me about how he met an extraterrestrial being. Listen, I love you all. A big hug from old Jaffa.
Uri Geller, his website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com, and Uri Geller Museum. You can find out the story about what he found, 1,000 years old, down in the basement of where he's putting his museum. Pretty fascinating stuff. Coming up in a moment here on Your Hidden Power, Doug Steffen talks to Mary O'Malley. She's a psychic. I want to go back to some of the things we were talking about messages and their inspiration and how she relays them. That's up next here.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
All right, continue on now. Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, Mary O'Malley, your psychic scout, her website is psychicscout.com. I have decided I just want to do a commercial for you. and it's brought about by the conversation. I don't know if you heard the lady that was on with us earlier who wrote the book Dying to Tell You. I think you're quite a talented channeler and medium. And I wonder, you know, you empower a lot of people, inspire a lot of people, motivate a lot of people, because that's your job. Isn't it really? You thinking about what you're supposed to do. You bill yourself as someone who brings messages to people, do you not?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the message. All right, so the messages come from your ability to hear, if that's what it is. I mean, I think we sometimes use that. I'm not really sure that's the right word, but I don't know what the right word is. You hear a message, you get a message, you absorb a message. What is the right word for the work that for what you get message-wise and that you pass on to people?
I guess just receive the message, because it comes in all different ways. Sometimes it's a feeling. Sometimes I hear something, see something. But whatever it is, I receive the message, turn it into words, or, you know, interpret it to the best of my ability, and give that to the client.
Mm-hmm. So if a person takes what you're saying the wrong way, do you say to people, don't take this personally, because sometimes you may be telling a story and you're not quite sure how to do it, or the person's not quite sure as to what they are hearing. You have to take yourself out of it, because it's not you that's telling them anyway. It's, you're just acting as a conduit in a sense, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I do, you know, I will say, this is the information I'm receiving. You know, it's up to you what to do with it, to reject it or keep it or ask for more information. Yeah, I'm just the spokesperson, you know. But if the person's really confused about what I'm saying, you know, I always ask for more information or a better way to explain it.
How do you ask for more information? How do you ask?
I just say, give me more. What does that mean? sometimes it's easier to receive the information than others. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting the information in a foreign language, and it has to be, you know, I have to call in an interpreter. It's always a little different. And then sometimes it's very smooth and very quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your tongues. I guess I'm wondering, in talking about how you help people, it's usually the same things. It's usually your job, your health, relationships, and money. Those are the four candidates, the basic categories, right? So if somebody comes to you and asks you to take the guesswork out of a person that they have met, they think that they're a nice compliment, and they would make a good steady date, maybe they'd make a good relationship partner, maybe they'd make a good husband. So do you assess candidates for other people in terms of relationships? And if you do, how successful is that? How good can the message be?
I do that quite often. And the message is usually pretty good. I've had people come back and say, oh, you're right, you know. And a lot of times I'll start talking about the person, the information I'm receiving, and the person will see that that's truth. You know, they already know that's the truth. They already suspected something. And so they're not. They're disappointed, but they're not surprised.
Do they want do they ever ask you to change or help change the reality? And can you change the reality?
Can't really change the reality. We can change the perception the person has. So if they're with a person who's, you know, that they're having some difficulty with, I can take a look and see if the prospective partner is has an ability or willingness to change or understanding to change. You know, that's important. Or if, you know, what you see is what you get here, darling. You know, if you already don't like it.
Yeah, right.
You know, you have to make up your mind.
Well, sometimes people don't have ill intentions. They just are who they are. And that's, you know, but then, I don't know, it's not important to know what the other person's motivation is. It's more important to know what your motivation is. And I would motivate you to get a great spiritual and psychic reading from Mary O'Malley. It's psychicscout.com, excuse me. Psychicscout.com is her website. All right, this is Your Hidden Power, 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much? $50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Continuing along now with Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen, joined by Laura Banks, whose website, StarGalNetwork.com, great place to go to get an astrological reading if you want to find out. You may or may not have been listening to some of the things we've been talking about here, Laura, in regard to getting messages to people, how do they interpret messages. Anybody ever get angry at you when you give them a message that you... Or you're not really getting messages. I probably shouldn't put it that way. When you look at somebody's chart and see, okay, this is what the moon, where the moon is and what it means, and this is where your rising sign is, and this is your birth sign, and you put all that together and you tell somebody this is what this is about, or they have that information about somebody else and they want to know what the story is of that person. Do they ever get upset with you when you tell them?
Well, Doug. Thank you. Thanks for having me on as usual. And I'll tell you, the biggest, I'll say, negative response I'll get is what looks like in their eyes a sense of what might have been a lost opportunity in their life. Like I'll say, what I typically am trained to look at is opportunity, be it money, be it love. Where is it? What rock is it under? What planet is it under? And you've had that all the time. You see, it's been there all along, like, you know, a magic genie, and people didn't know. They had to do is rub the bottle, and when I say it's there for you, and it's a disappointment that they have lost time. And they're mostly angry at themselves.
Is that because pretty much everybody is capable of doing more or having more than they have? Is that sort of
unequivocally
stretching it?
Yeah. Yeah, and they don't understand subliminally how they're working with their, or not with their natal chart, and then with the transits. For example, we have Jupiter moving into Capricorn, Doug, and for you being a Scorpio, this is going to be an extraordinary time. So you have to know when to move, know when to fold. Wasn't that a song?
I have to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. All right, so you keep saying that. I hear that from people all the time. This is going to be an extraordinary time. You're going to have this opportunity. But I don't ever feel like I get specifics. And that's and I say that so in general, whether it's me or anybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, December 2nd to December 19th, from now to 2020, there's Jupiter has left Sagittarius, which isn't so friendly for Scorpio, and it's gone into Capricorn in your third house of communication. So you're going to have thoughts and ideas that become a huge focus for you now, and you're going to see proof. Capricorn is the builder. It's the creator. So if you look back at Sag, which is more philosophical, and I wonder if, and a lot of pondering, Capricorn says, let's go build a thing. So what I wouldn't want you to do is drag 19 into 20. Because now it's going to start to come to fruition. That's what Capricorn does. For better or worse, it makes things happen.
Yeah.
It's ruled by Saturn.
2019 has been, the opportunity has been there, but it has been forestalled by all kinds of things that seem to get in the way of making it happen. And that, in some way, is almost a story, a theme of my life. The idea is there. We know it'll take place, but it just takes forever. To get stuff
right.
done.
And people get into depressed and they fold and it implodes and everything turns into everything. And you got to separate it and know your cycles of birth and death and rebirth. A solar eclipse is happening on the 25th. A three-part solar eclipse is a Friday.
On the 25th of December, on Christmas Day? Christmas Day?
Solar eclipse, 25-26, really? Yes.
Huh.
And it's going to help you write your thoughts. If you can start writing your thoughts down, this would be the day to begin to, you know, it says here, you know, you just really want to even increase your podcast reach. This is a time for growth and development for you. And I don't want you dragging in a past relationship that didn't work or a past business opportunity that worked because you're moving into a time of constructive growth with Jupiter. Jupiter is the benefic and the gift giver in the sign of the builder.
So if you drift into something from the past, does that keep slowing you down? It's easier said than done, I think, under the circumstances. See, you can tell people all these things, but it's almost you need a remote. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh, stop. And you got to be conscious of that.
You got to put affirmations up. Put Post-it stickers everywhere. Everything's possible. Mm-hmm. Take the Landmark Forum. Get a therapist. Get out of your head. It's the worst place to be. They always say, oh, I'm just in my head. Well, guess what? Those 6 inches between your 2 ears is the worst place you could be.
That's a pretty interesting reality, isn't it? Huh? Get out of your head. But without those 6 inches, without those 6 inches between our ears, we're having a tough time surviving, though, there, kid.
Well, actually, the brain is a trickster. The brain is not your friend.
Really?
Don't think, don't think, don't think. That's the motto of every course development program I've ever taken. It is, while we do need our brains, it is what will get in the way as proof of past why future will not work.
Mm.
And each sign has its way of growing and developing into the next phase and reprogramming. People go, oh, you know, if I take a course or program, I'm going to get brainwashed. Well, you're lucky if you get brainwashed.
Right. You want to be brainwashed in a manner of speaking. All right, very refreshing. Laura is somebody that you ought to check out at StarGalNetwork.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.